This is the Warrior Kid podcast, number 17, Ask Uncle Jake. This podcast is based on the two Way of the Warrior Kid books. The first one, Wimpy to Warrior, the Navy SEAL way, and the second one, Mark's Mission. And the books are about young Mark, who faces a lot of the problems that kids everywhere face. But Mark gets help solving those problems from his Uncle Jake, who is a Navy SEAL and who stays with Mark in the summertime. And this podcast is for kids to hear some more lessons from Uncle Jake and also get the chance to ask Uncle Jake some questions. And so here are some questions. The first one is from a warrior kid named Isabella Marie. And she said, "My favorite part of the Warrior Kid book is when Uncle Jake banged the two trash can lids together to wake up Mark. Do they really do that in the SEAL teams?" Well, Isabella Marie, they don't do that in SEAL training, but they do it during Navy boot camp. And really, I think other boot camps as well. And boot camp is when you join the military, you go through some initial training, and it's where they turn you from a civilian, a normal person living in the regular world, into someone in the military. And they use those garbage cans because it's very shocking and loud. And for most people that are coming in the military, they haven't been woken up like that before. And so they want to make you realize very, very quickly that you are entering a new phase of your life. And that the days of being lazy and getting out of bed whenever you feel like it, those days are now over. So, they do use them during boot camp. And I will say this, even though they don't usually use trash cans to wake you up during SEAL training, they actually use something even louder. They use explosives. Yes, they have explosives, little explosives that are super loud, like fireworks. And they use those. They're much, much louder than garbage cans. And they shock you. They are so loud. And when you wake up from that, it's the purpose of them doing that is they want you to get used to waking up very quickly in case there's an emergency situation going on, like a fire or an enemy attack. When you get woken up by the shock of explosions going off, it's something you can get a little bit used to, getting yourself ready to work even though you're a little bit stunned by loud noise. So I would say, enjoy your sleep and enjoy your nice, gentle alarm clock that you have right now. And question number two. Have you really jumped off a bridge? It sounds so cool. Yes, I have jumped off a bridge. In fact, I've jumped off quite a few bridges. But there was one bridge when I was growing up that I had in mind when I wrote Way of the Warrior Kid. It was in the woods. And it was on a dirt road, and it was over a nice, deep, lazy river. And a lot of us kids used to go down there and jump off of it. And that was probably the tallest thing I had ever jumped off of when I did it for the first time. Now, once I was in the SEAL teams, to be quite honest with you, we would jump off all kinds of things into the water. We would jump off bridges, and we would jump off tall boats and ships and tall diving boards. And we would pretty much jump off all kinds of different things. And when we work in the water so much, it's something that we had to get used to doing. Now, remember that we were very experienced, and we always had our friends. We called them swim buddies in the SEAL teams. You always had a swim buddy that is watching you to make sure that you are safe. So the water is very, very dangerous. So if you're ever doing anything in the water, make sure that you have your parents watching you or an adult to make sure that you are safe. And one last thing about water safety. Before you jump into any water, you need to check and see how deep it is. There's a lot of people that get hurt jumping into water that is too shallow, or they don't see that there's some kind of an object in the water that they can't see. And so they jump in and they get really, really hurt. So be very careful with water. Make sure you have your mom and your dad or an adult that is experienced and is watching you. And don't start off by jumping off something into the water, but walk into the water, gently swim around, and make sure that you know for a fact how deep that water is and that there's nothing in the water that you could jump onto and get hurt. The water is dangerous, so be careful. The next question is from Frank, and Frank is 5.5 years old. And his question is, can you do 200 or 150 pull-ups? Well, Frank, I can actually do more than 200 pull-ups, but I can't do them in a row. I can't do more than 200 pull-ups in a row. I do something called sets of pull-ups, where I might do 20 or 30 or 40 pull-ups in a row, and then I rest. And then I jump up and I start doing more pull-ups, and maybe I'll do 20 or 30 or 40 more pull-ups until I'm too tired to do any more, and then I rest. And then I'll jump up there and I'll do it again until I'm too tired, and then I'll rest. And I'll keep doing that. And sometimes I do 200, 300, 400, sometimes even 500 pull-ups in one workout. So I do a lot of pull-ups, but I can't do them all at once. So I do them in sets. Now, for young warrior kids like you, Frank, one thing that you can do is, first of all, if you want to get good at pull-ups, you just keep doing pull-ups. And maybe when you do your sets, try doing 8 sets, maybe 7 sets, maybe 10 sets. But just do sets where you do as many pull-ups as you can and then come off the pull-up bar. Or maybe sometimes you fall off the pull-up bar. Sometimes I go do so many pull-ups, I actually fall off. I can't hang on anymore. So do that and then rest for a little while and then jump back up on the pull-up bar and do it again. And then when you fall off or you can't do anymore, take another rest and just keep doing that until you've done that maybe 7 or 8 times. And also what's a good idea is write down how many pull-ups you did on each one of those sets. And then over time, you can see that you have been getting better. And I bet if you keep doing that when you're older, you'll be doing 150 or 200 pull-ups in your workouts yourself. So good luck with that, Frank. And the next question is from Kaya. And Kaya says, do you still go to school to learn? Do I still go to school to learn? I did a lot of learning in high school and school and grammar school and grade school, did a lot of learning there. And then eventually I went to college where I learned even more. But do I still go to school? The answer is no. Actually, I don't go to school anymore. But that doesn't mean that I stopped learning. In fact, I still learn every single day. And the way I do that mostly is by reading. I read books all the time. I'm constantly reading books. I especially read books about history, and I especially like books about the history of wars because it's something that I was always interested in, and then that's what I did for a job was fight wars, and so I'm always very interested in reading about war, and you can learn so much from reading, and one thing that's nice about reading is you can get books from the library that are free. They don't cost anything. So That's a good place to go and look for books. They've got books about every kind of thing that you might be interested in. I know not everyone's interested in history and not everyone's interested in war, but whatever you're interested in, you can learn from books. You can learn about dogs or horses or soccer or airplanes, anything. Anything that you're interested in, you can learn about. And I'll tell you this, sometimes, and this happened to me, I didn't really learn from books really well when I was younger. And it's because I wasn't taking the time to read them and really try and understand what it was about. So try this. When you read a book, have a piece of paper, have a notebook, and take some notes while you're reading the book. If you read something that's important, make a little note about it so that you can go back and refer to it and you can remember it. And then when you get done with the whole book, you'll have a nice little set of notes about what you learned from that book. So keep reading and keep learning. The next question is from Addison. And Addison is 9 years old. And Addison is a ballet dancer, and she does tumbling and musical theater. And sometimes, she says, sometimes my friend and I get in arguments when we play games. How do we stop arguing and just have fun? Well, first of all, Addison, ballet and tumbling and musical theater is a great combination of things to do. Those things will make you very confident and make you very athletic, and that is very good. Okay, now to your question. You're getting in some arguments, Addison, while playing games. Okay, we have to remember, why are we doing this? Why are we playing games? The reason that we play games is so that we can have some fun. So if you are taking it too seriously and you aren't having fun, that is not good. Especially if you're getting into fights with your friends about it. Okay, so now here's something you can do. A little trick that I play on my own mind. Because guess what? I know I said that we play games because we want to have fun, but we also play games because we want to win. And winning is fun, and I get that, trust me. So if I am losing, I tell myself, if I am losing, that means that my opponent is doing something that I can learn. And I also appreciate what they are doing. So if someone does a good move and beats you, instead of getting mad about it, think about it, appreciate it. Think about how you can learn from that move that they just did and how it can make you better. I train jiu-jitsu all the time. That's a little bit different than a game, but it is kind of a game. And when one of my friends or one of my training partners does a good move against me, I think to myself, good job. How did they do that? I want to learn that too. So keep that in mind. What could you learn from your opponent when they beat you? And also, let me tell you this. If you are arguing when you play a game, if you're getting mad and you're getting frustrated, it is not going to help you win. It's actually probably going to make you lose your temper and make you lose. You know what? There's some people, when they play a game, their goal is to make you mad. That's what they want to do. They want to make you argue because they know it's going to distract you and they're going to do better against you. So don't let them play that game. Don't let them win the game of making you frustrated or win the game of making you mad. Relax. Don't do that. Don't get mad. Appreciate your opponent and enjoy the game. And that is it for questions this time. And I wanted to read a quick story that was written by Uncle Jake about when he was a kid and learned something about life. So here's a little story from Uncle Jake. When I was a kid, there was a really big jungle gym at my school, and it had the longest set of monkey bars. It went from one section of the jungle gym to another section, but you could keep going through the middle section all the way to the other section at the other end of the jungle gym, all on the monkey bars. It was a really long set of monkey bars. So, during recess, some of us started to see who could make it furthest on the monkey bars, a friendly little competition. There was one kid named Jesse. And Jesse was tall and strong. He was taller and stronger than me, and taller and stronger than most of the kids in my class. And right from the beginning, he could make it almost all the way across from the first section through the middle section on almost to the last section of the jungle gym without falling off the bars. Now me, I could barely make it to the first section. And it made me feel pretty embarrassed about it. I mean, I could get there, but it wasn't pretty. And then there was another kid. And this kid's name was Ryan. And we called him Little Ryan because he was pretty small, smaller than just about every other kid in the class. And he was also not very strong. And it was really hard for him to go across any of the monkey bars. He couldn't even make it past the first part of the monkey bars to the first section of the jungle gym. That was pretty embarrassing for him. And it was even more embarrassing for him because some of the other kids made fun of him, and some of the other kids made fun of him a lot. They said he was weak and called him shrimpy. And they also called him muskrat. And I didn't even really know what a muskrat was, but I found out that it was like a little swimming rat with very short arms. And they called Ryan a muskrat. And they made fun of me too a little bit. And I didn't like that. I didn't like feeling embarrassed, but it was mostly little Ryan that got made fun of. And after a while, I stopped doing the monkey bars. After all, who wants to spend recess getting made fun of and being embarrassed? So I just kind of stopped doing them. No more monkey bars for me. I would go play other games like Foursquare or kickball or something that I was a little bit better at. And I'd walk by the monkey bars sometimes and I'd hear the other kids making fun of little Ryan and calling him muskrat. But the thing about little Ryan is he kept trying. And he kept trying and he kept trying. And as the year went on, I kind of lost track of the monkey bars because I stopped going on them. And like I said, I stopped going on them because I didn't like being made fun of. I didn't like being embarrassed. And I just wasn't that good at them, so I stayed away. And the school year went by, and I kept playing games that I was good at, and didn't pay much attention to the monkey bars. And then one day, toward the end of the school year, they didn't bring out any of the balls during recess. Someone said they were locked in a gear closet, and whoever had the key wasn't around, or something like that. So we couldn't play kickball, or dodgeball, or foursquare, or any of the other games. So a bunch of us wandered back over to the monkey bars. And then Jesse jumped up on them and he made it across like he always could. And someone yelled at me to jump up there. And so I did. And I made it to the first section. I did about the same as I had always done. But then I couldn't hang on anymore and I dropped off and a couple other kids tried it. Some kids made it a little further than I did. Some kids didn't even make it to the first section. And then I saw little Ryan. And I hadn't seen little Ryan on the monkey bars in a while. But he got a little smile on his face. And he jumped up on the monkey bars and he went across. And he made it to the first section. And then he kept going to the second section and he made it. And towards the end, he struggled a little bit, but he made it. It was so cool to see little Ryan make it. Some people actually clapped. I was one of those people. I was impressed. And I couldn't believe that the kid who was the worst at the monkey bars was now better than me. Little Ryan smiled at everyone and kind of waved. And then he just walked away. No one made fun of little Ryan anymore. He had worked hard and stuck with it and proved that he was strong. And Ryan had also taught me some things. I realized that I had avoided doing the monkey bars because I didn't like them and I didn't feel like I was good at them. And I also didn't like people making fun of me and I didn't like feeling embarrassed. But little Ryan didn't care about any of that. Little Ryan was determined. No matter what anyone said, or how embarrassed he felt, or how many times he fell off the bars, he got back up on them. That's what little Ryan taught me. And from then on, whenever something was challenging for me or I felt like I was worried about being made fun of or I felt embarrassed about something, I thought of little Ryan and the lesson that he taught me. Because if little Ryan can do it, then so can I. And if I can, then so can you. And that is all we have for this Warrior Kid podcast. And if you want to get one of the Warrior Kid books, you can get them at warriorkid.com. And if you want a Warrior Kid t-shirt or jiu-jitsu rash guard, you can get them from jockostore.com. And if you start training jiu-jitsu and you need a jiu-jitsu gi for kids, you can get one at originmaine.com. And that's it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for reading the books. And remember what I learned from little Ryan. Don't be embarrassed if you aren't good at something. Don't worry if kids make fun of you. Just keep trying and practicing, and you will get better at whatever that thing is. Now go out there and train hard, study hard, work hard, get after it, and be a warrior kid.